Among the sounds of the Southeast that we bring you weekends here on WUTC is the Thacker Mountain Radio Hour. It's a weekly live radio show from Off Square Books in Oxford, Mississippi, that features authors and musicians from the places we call home. Thacker Mountain airs not only in Mississippi, but also Alabama, not only in Memphis, but also here in Chattanooga, Saturdays at 3 p.m. on WUTC. Jim Dees is the host, and thanks to sound engineer Jeffrey Reed and the rest of the Thacker team, we bring you a host-to-host conversation. Jim, thanks for joining us.
Ray, thanks so much. Really appreciate the opportunity.
And thank you for bringing Thacker Mountain Radio Hour to our listeners here on WUTC in Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley. You have been with your colleagues bringing this program to the Southeast, to Mississippi and beyond for 20 years. How did this start?
Well, as you mentioned, it was 20 years ago. Actually, in 2022, we'll be on the air 25 years. And it started back in 1997 in Oxford, Mississippi, when a couple of three acoustic musicians wanted a nice venue to play music without having to wait till 10 o'clock at night in a bar situation. They wanted to be able to play acoustic music maybe earlier in the day. And they asked Richard Howarth, who was the owner and still is of Square Books, our wonderful bookstore on the square here in Oxford, if he would provide a venue for an hour-long show of acoustic music. And of course, being the good businessman he is, he said, sure, if we can tie it in with literature and selling books, obviously. So the idea of having acoustic music, and then Richard insisted on having an author every week, and it started from there. They began having an hour-long show. One of our local radio stations picked it up, and that's how it started 25 years ago.
How has it changed over all that time? Sounds like the format is still the format, and if it ain't broke, don't fix it, and tune on in.
That's pretty much it. So the format remains unchanged. Some tweaks have happened here and there production-wise, particularly in paying the guest and paying our band and our production crew. In the early days, the checks were small, if they even existed, but now we have a nice budget, thanks to our listeners and supporters, although we're always looking to expand the budget, as you know all about.
Indeed, indeed. I've been listening to some of the recent shows, and one interview that I heard that really stood out for me was the one with Nikki Giovanni. Tell me more about that.
Oh, man.
Well, as you know, Ray, you interview people, and the key to a good interview is having somebody interesting and cool to interview. It's amazing to me. We have really top-name authors who are very well-established who come on the show and almost freeze up. You would think they've written books, they've done book tours, they're comfortable with the interview, but it's not always the case. With Nikki, she was a firebrand. She was on fire from the very get-go, as I'm sure you do when you're about to interview somebody. You do as much research as possible. And in her case, and in a lot of cases, I go on YouTube and see what kind of a talker they are. Are they very gregarious? Do you have to pull the info out of them? Just how are they? And when I saw her on YouTube and saw how open and funny and very intimate she can be, I thought, boy, this will be a breeze. If anything, my problem is going to be cutting the questions down because she tends to expand and elaborate. So you want to give her room to operate. So she was just a blast to deal with. And I look forward to having her down here in person because she's so charming that I think in front of a live audience, she'll just kill everybody. It'll just be great.
You're not just a talker. You're also a writer. And I'm thinking of your time as a reporter for the Oxford Eagle and your book a few years ago, The Statue and the Fury.
Right. I have found my reporting years really coming into play when interviewing these authors, because when you're reading through their bio stuff or reading their book, you're always looking for that nugget, that interesting little bit to pull out. The same way you do as you're a reporter. You're looking for the nut of the story, the graph that's really going to bring the reader in and tell them what's happening. I do the same thing trying to interview authors, try to find that Maybe something that's not been touched on a lot. There's some quirk or there's some interesting part of their childhood that's not talked about a lot. And try to pull that out. It usually results in some good conversation.
How do you approach the music side of the show? How does that differ from how you approach the authors, the way that you've just been talking about now?
Yeah, the authors, we're very, very lucky that Square Books, we work with them. We do the show in one of their four stores on the square now. They pretty much book the authors. And we're at the point now where authors want to come to Square Books. So we get really top of the line authors, you know, people like Rick Bragg and Nikki Giovanni, that if we were just a radio show in Oxford, Mississippi, with no tie into the store, I'm not so sure, you know, people would fly into Memphis, rent a car, come down here and be on our show for 15 minutes. Although I got to tell you, Ray, we pay $100. That's right. $100. But for the music, we book that. Our crew books that. Square Books takes care of most of the authors for us. The musicians, we have a lot of musicians sending in their tapes and discs asking to be on the show. And then we have some wish list people of our own. Boy, I'd love to have so-and-so. And so we go after them. And it's hit or miss. We've had some musician we've tried to have on for a year or two, and finally we get them. We have some that fall through. We have some we've never heard of who ask to be on the show, and we give them a shot, and we're pleasantly surprised, sometimes maybe the other way. But we're at a point now, after 20-something years, we're sort of known in this area. In Oxford, Mississippi, we're about 2 hours away from Muscle Shoals. We're an hour and a half away from Memphis. We're a morning's drive from New Orleans. So we get a lot of bands and musicians, top-quality acts, coming through this area, especially in the spring when all the festivals are happening. So it's like I say, it's hit or miss. It's some we want. It's some we are giving a crack at and just give them a shot. It works all sorts of different ways. The pleasant surprises are really the most fun. Bands you've never heard of that end up blowing you away. Somebody like Kingfish is a young blues guy in Clarksdale. Christoph Ingram is his name. He was on our show when he was 14. And did a version of, well, that afternoon he played Double Decker and did the version of Jimi Hendrix's Star Spangled Banner before he got on stage out in the crowd. And we said, all right, this guy's going somewhere. And indeed, you know, now he's playing with Buddy Guy or whoever. So it's a lot of fun booking the music.
How would you say the scene for writers, the scene for musicians from where you sit has changed? It's never been easy to be a writer or to be a musician anywhere.
You know, it's funny, Ray, I was actually thinking about that this morning, kind of anticipating what you might ask. And one of the questions I thought about was, how do you book literature in this day and age when people are like their Kindles or they like their phone? And who's going to sit and listen to an author read for 15 minutes with no commercials, no interruptions, just literature? And I think the reason is it's still happening is because the writers, we've got a young crop of writers coming through now, particularly people of artists of color, African-American writers who are coming up, younger. Kiese Lehman, we were talking about earlier, Karen Russell, Sarah Broom down in New Orleans, just won the National Book Award. They're all in their 20s and have their first 2-3 books out, and they're just starting their careers, and you can already tell these are going to be wonderful writers for decades to come. So, and actually the same thing with music. This new crop of musicians, you're seeing more females starting bands and being the leaders of bands. I would worry about music and literature were it not for these young acts coming along now that are going to pick up the torch and more than carry it. They're going to light up new areas. So, you know, the future is very, very bright for literature and for music as far as that goes.
All this time that you have been doing the show, you have seen again and again what you would call the dichotomy there in Mississippi, how some things have changed in the past 20 plus years in your lifetime, and how other things have stayed very much the same. Talk to me more about that dichotomy that you have such an acute sense for.
Well, you know, the idea of a radio show, for one thing, that's kind of almost passé, a radio show. You know, I mean, although you and I love radio, obviously, right? There's a lot of podcasting going on now and on demand. We're on Saturday afternoon on your station. We're on Saturday evening in other places. And you're a young man, Ray, but when I was a little kid, the idea of sitting around the radio on a Saturday night was already getting kind of old. TV was so big, but I still like that idea that people will turn on the radio on a Saturday afternoon or evening, and while they're shelling peas or preparing dinner or getting their fishing gear ready for their kids, as Jeffrey often does, they have the radio on. They may not be hanging on every word, but they're listening. I hate it that the pandemic has increased our listenership. It's probably true for WUTC. We've been told our listenership is up in the past year because more people are at home. Maybe they've lost jobs and they're at home. I hate that that's the reason. But when you get around to that sort of thing during a year like we've had, and you realize you're offering a service, you're offering some sort of comfort, it really, really makes it even a stronger feeling to do the show, that you know there are people that are actually in a bad way. And for 1 hour, we shy away pretty much from politics or anything. I mean, we do literature, so it can be controversial here and there, but we just try to offer a good solid hour of entertainment. And I feel like it's even more needed now than ever. So again, we hate the reason for it, but it makes us even work harder to put on a good show every week.
Well, I think so too. And we are so thankful that you and the rest of the crew there at Thacker Mountain Radio Hour do what you do. Where did the name come from?
Ah, interesting. There is a water tower south of Oxford, sort of abandoned now. I guess it was a county ranger station where there's a fire tower where they would have, you know, guys stay up there for days and nights at a time watching out for fires. And it's located about 7 miles south of Oxford. There's an area down there called Thacker Heights. And Richard Holworth, again, the owner of Square Books, when the acoustic musicians first asked him if they could use the store for a venue and they needed a name, he came up with that name, almost making fun of us a little bit, because he said Thacker Mountain when I think it's 300 feet elevation or something. We don't have mountains in Mississippi. So that was a little inside joke, I think. And he said in interviews that he named it that because he thought the aspirations for the show would be kind of small, and maybe we were a little bit amateurish. So he gave it this grand name almost as a joke. But I like to think over the 20 years or so, we're not a joke anymore. We've won some awards. We've got great listeners in Tennessee, Alabama, and Mississippi now. So I feel like we've outgrown that joke.
I think you have. I think the sky's the limit for the Thacker Mountain Radio Hour. And we, again, are so thankful for what you and everybody there does, bringing the show to your audience there in Mississippi, to us here at WUTC in Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley. Jim, thank you so much.
Ray, thank you so much. And we really appreciate all the listeners on WUTC. And we'll work every day to make the show better and better for all our listeners.
Listen to the Thacker Mountain Radio Hour, Saturdays at 3 p.m. here on WUTC, 88.1 FM, WUTC.org, and the WUTC app. Connect online with Jim and the show and Thacker backers everywhere at ThackerMountain.com and on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube.